The Gemara says in Daf Samach Amud Beis, a machlek is a bain Rava that if a person is oivet of it is chachamim, avim miyira is chayv or not. Abai says chayv, and Rava says he's potter. Now there's a Gemara Megillah in Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says that the Gemara is a kasha that by Mordechai first we call him Ishehudi, then we call him Yemini. So the question is, was he from Yehuda or from Binyamin? And different truths are given in the Gemara. One Madamar says that he was Muchter Bini Musa Haya, talking had many chashuva names. Rabbi Bechana says that Avim and Binyamin and Imam Yehuda. Rabbanan say the Mishpachas Mizgar Zubazu, the families are fighting over each other. Each one says he came from us. Mishpachas Yehuda Imeris, Anagarim the Misal and Mardechai. I caused Mardechai to be born to Lakatli Dabal Shimon Megarim. Mishpachas Binyamin Amram, Minaikas, he came from me. So it's a fight from Yehuda and Binyamin, which caused Mardechai to be born. Then it says Rava Amar. Rava says, Klal Yisrael is saying the opposite. They're not fighting over who caused Mordechai to be born, but they're each fighting lignai. Re'u ma asali Yehudi ma shilim li yamini. Ma asali Yehudi tilkatli David l'shimi desyal l'minei Mordechai. Then there's a taina on David that he didn't kill Shimi, and because of that Mordechai was born, the miknei beib Haman, they got Haman angry. Ma shim li yamini tilkatli shol l'agang desyal l'minei Haman the Mitzayah l'Yisrael. So they're coming b'tayrus gnai, not b'tayrus shvach. And the question is, why would Rava darshan this pesukim in a way where kiviyachol it's a gnai about Mordechai for not bowing down to Haman if he could darshan it l'shvach like the other Amorim? The other Amorim says that they're fighting over who caused Mordechai to be born. So why darshan it l'gnai if you could darshan it l'shvach? And I saw a very nice chat from the Yad David and other Svarim say this, that this is perhaps Rava l'shitasei. The other Amorim were able to darshan lignai because Mordechai didn't do anything wrong. He's ma'aseh nefesh not to bow down to avodah zarah. But lefi Rava l'shitasa, he can't say that because Rava says if a person is avodah zarah miyura, he's pater. And lefi that, it's taka shver. Why didn't Mordechai bow down to Haman? It's miyura. And Taisa taki asks this kasha over here. Taisa says, "Mitaymi l'Rava, ma'lo shach l'Mordechai l'Haman. Why didn't Mordechai bow down to Haman?" And Taisa says, first he says there are tzlam ali, but then he says inam mishum kiddush Hashem. Kedar mina b'sham b'dushvias kivam papas v'linus achim shenasul and mayim b'suchet zvuv l'kibul. So Taisa says really he could have bowed down to Haman, but alts kiddush Hashem he decided not to do it, like by papas and the linus. So lefi that teres, it sounds like the really mikra then he should have bowed down. It was a personal thing that he wanted to do. He wanted to be machem and mikan shem shemayim. It's not something he was mechuyev to do, something he could do on his own. But by endangering Klal Yisrael, by doing something for a kiddush Hashem, that is something that tainas in him. They said, how could you do this? What do you have a right to be machmer mikan shem shemayim if you're causing a sekunda to Klal Yisrael? And that's a rava l'shitasa held that there was a taina on Mordechai, not fakert, that there was a shvach. But if you don't hold like Rava, you hold like Abaye, then you could learn that they were happy with Mordechai and it wasn't a taina on him. But rava l'shitasa that held over the meiras pater. Then Itaka was a taina, even though he had hetter to do it, lefitaisis, but not to be misakin Klal Yisrael, and that was the taina on him that he caused Mordechai to be born. There was Mikne Mei B'Haman and brought about whatever happened.